highly coloured American magazine of what they call scientifiction. The unbendable and unbreakable quality of my heavenly matter was suggested to me by him, though he used the fancy for a different and most ingenious purpose. His hero travelled into the past, and there, very properly, found raindrops that would pierce him like bullets, and sandwiches that no strength could bite, because, of course, nothing in the past can be altered. I, with less originality, but, I hope, equal propriety, have transferred this to the eternal. If the writer of that story ever reads these lines, I hope he will accept my grateful acknowledgement. The second thing is this. I beg readers to remember that this is a fantasy. It has, of course, or I intended it to have, a moral, but the transmortal conditions are solely an imaginative supposal. They are not even a guess or a speculation at what may actually await us. The last thing I wish is to arouse factual curiosity about the details of the afterworld. C.S. Lewis, April 1945. Chapter 1. I seem to be standing in a bus queue by the side of a long, mean street. Evening was just closing in, and it was raining. I had been wandering for hours in similar mean streets, always in the rain and always in evening twilight. Time seemed to have paused on that dismal moment when only